Team VIA wants the best drivers in Chicago. Join VIA, the ride-sharing company that is best for drivers. Earn a high signing bonus and take home all your earnings with 0% commission for a limited time. With VIA, you'll have friendly customers and the best support. You can always call or text the VIA support line. Call or text 415-VIA-CHI-7 or apply at drivewithvia.com. Text or call 415-842-2447 and join Team VIA.
Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Can you hear that? That's the sound of the Powerball jackpot growing and growing. And get this, right now it's over $250 million. You heard me. That's right, over $250 million. I will say it again, over $250 million. Check IllinoisLottery.com for the latest updates. Don't let it...
You apply online at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC.
Hey guys, this Valentine's Day, give a gift that's more personal than roses, more creative than candy, and last forever. Send her a Beargram from Vermont Teddy Bear. Now, a Beargram includes a personalized teddy bear, gourmet chocolate, gift card, and signature box, ranging from sweet to funny, romantic to friendly. You can send a Beargram to inspire smiles, make memories, or break the ice. Check out the entire collection of over 50 Valentine's Day bears at VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. From the world's softest bear to the six-foot hunk of love bear, from the zombie love bear to the sultry 50 Shades of Gray bear, or how about the new I Love Lucy Chocolate Factory bear? Vermont Teddy Bear invites you to say, I love you, in a personal, heartfelt way. Remember, Valentine's Day is Tuesday, February 14th, and delivery is guaranteed. So visit VermontTeddyBear.com or call 1-800-829-BEAR and tell them the score sent you.
Of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Don't miss your chance to watch Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena this season. The Cats host Maryland next Wednesday at 6. Buy tickets now at NUSports.com. We start in the NBA and the Bulls. They're at Golden State tonight. Jimmy Butler is questionable with that heel contusion. He's missed the last two games. Dwayne Wade is sick, and he's a game-time decision. The Warriors are 22-3 at home this season. Tip-off is at 9:30. Elsewhere in the NBA, got a good one for you early on. The Cavs play at Indiana. The Blackhawks in the NHL, they trail the Wild by 6 points, and tonight they play in Minnesota. Corey Crawford gets the start in net. Puck drops at 6. Some NFL news. The Bears, they're raising season ticket prices by an average of 2.6%. It's the first ticket hike in 3 years. The Atlanta Falcons, they fired defensive coordinator Richard Smith and D-line coach Brian Cox, even though they said it had nothing to do with what happened in the Super Bowl. Green Bay released some players, running back James Stark and defensive back Sam Shields. College hoops for you on the score here tonight. DePaul at number 24, Xavier. Coverage begins at 5:30. Other top 25 games, number 6, Baylor at Oklahoma State. Number 13, West Virginia travels to Oklahoma. Number 11, Cincinnati hosts UCF and Stanford, and a light one plays at number 9, Arizona. Searching for a solution to your damp and musty crawl space? Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. Sam's Club members know you get incredible savings every time you shop, like $1 off tasty Cara Cara oranges and emergency variety packs, $3 off, or enjoy Fiji water at $4 off a case. Find these and other instant savings in club or at samsclub.com today. I'm Matt Batacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
We're talking about Yoan Moncada, and Jeff Passan wrote this piece about Moncada. It says, nothing brought Yoan Moncada, a teenage boy stuck inside a man's body, quite the satisfaction of a Twinkie.
Tell him about the Twinkie. What about the Twinkie?
He never could limit himself to one.
I mean, who can?
Or two.
No.
He wolfed them down like a snake eating its prey whole.
Something about a Twinkie reminded him of a time not so long ago.
But those closest to Moncada swear it's true, one time over the course of 1 week, he ate 225 Twinkies.
You know what they call Twinkies in Mexico? Los Submarinos.
That's a lot.
32 Twinkies a day.
I haven't had Twinkies since I was, man, in college maybe.
Twinkie in forever.
Have a Twinkie, snap ahead.
4,800 Twinkie calories a day.
I don't think a Twinkie would be bad for your stomach.
All the cream in it, though.
Who's man is this?
There's not a single, that is C-R-E-M-E. There is not a bit of cream in a Twinkie.
What are they putting in these things anyway?
Sugar-enriched flour, partially hydrogenated vegetable oil, Ollie's sorbate 60, and yellow dye number 5. Just everything a growing boy needs.
Moncada will eat just about anything. On Thanksgiving in 2014, the Hastings' hosted a party for about 100 people. On the island in their kitchen sat cookies, candy, cakes, all sorts of sweets. And to keep ants away, they set bright-colored boric acid traps. Moncada thought it was liquid candy and tried to eat it before screams of, no!
Where are you, you spongy, yellow, delicious bastard? Where are you?
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
All true about White Sox second baseman of the future, Yoan Moncada. You have Bernstein and Goff, 312-644-6767. I rarely get unhappy when I see a screened call locked and loaded and ready to go and it drops. What, and I told it during the break. I said, I cannot wait to take this call.
It's going
to
be Lob City.
It was a grapefruit. It was, yeah.
Just Gary Payton and throw it up behind you and wait for the Rain Man to put it down.
It was a Bob from Crown Point, Indiana, who is mad that the Bears raised ticket prices. Look, this has long been my policy on this thing.
All right.
You as a consumer have a choice to make. Buy the ticket or don't buy the ticket.
Very
simple. Or you avail yourself of the numerous secondary market ticket sites like SeatGeek that you hear Brian Billick and Matt Abatacola talk about a lot, or StubHub or any other. And you end up, especially if you're willing to wait to close to kickoff, you can find all kinds of values depending on what the actual supply and demand market forces.
Or you can make yourself make it a weekend. You can drive to Detroit. You can drive to Minnesota. You can drive to Green Bay.
It's up to you. It was just a classic like 1994 Score call about the evil teams. You know why they raise ticket prices? Because they've done a lot of math. It's not some evil owner rubbing his hands together behind a desk, coming up with some idea.
Smithers?
I'm going to soak them. No, they have all kinds of algorithms that explain to them exactly how many people are out there, what other teams are doing, what people are likely to pay, what their corporate season ticket holders are likely to notice and pay for, dynamic ticket pricing, etc. They know what they're doing. They do it because they can, because they're a business that you are going to support. So there's just no point getting mad. It doesn't accomplish anything.
I can't take my family of four to a Bears game affordably. I gotta get a second mortgage out of my house. Yeah, Dad. It's,
you know what I mean?
It's the things that are not for you just aren't for you, no matter what your economic structure may be. I would love to own like an Aston Martin or a Rolls Royce.
You'd like to own a Rolls Royce?
Without question.
Okay.
Kidding me? The Wraith? You seen that thing? That thing is a beautiful piece of art on wheels. But I can't
Because I don't have that money.
I would like to order Chinese food every night.
See, this is I go Aston Martin, Rolls Royce, old Danny B, a man of the people, brings it back to Chinese food.
Honestly, I don't want a Rolls Royce.
This is not Trump one. This kind of foolishness right here.
I don't want a Rolls Royce.
Making you think that he's one of you. And then you vote him on for another 3-year contract, and he's here bothering you for another 3 years.
If that means more Cantonese roast duck and Szechuan eggplant for me,
you're all good,
fine.
Right?
Yeah, maybe an order of fried wonton in there, and I'm all set.
It's the NFL. You only get, 10 of these, including the preseason? You gotta get in when you fit in. And if you're not making enough money to find yourself at a Bears game, you can go to family night. You'd be out there in Soldier Field watching people practice,
and
watching people
really
tear up their
legs. And
who
wants to go to a Bears game anyway?
Well,
it's so much better not going.
See, once again, Dan, you're in the bubble of a guy who's covered it for years. And
no, I'm in the bubble of a guy who has a television and likes his own bathroom.
Hey, that's the one thing people still ask me for. Hey, man.
Bears tickets?
I kid you not.
Really?
People from high school days, hey, man, you think it's Bears tickets and Hawks tickets? You know, you think you can get, and the brothers too, like they want to go to a Hawks game. Hey, man, I've never been to a Hawks game. Can you find out a way to get me to a Hawks game? I'm like, I don't know. I don't work in radio anymore. I'm selling drugs on the side. I don't have those connections. But yeah, people still want to go to Bears games. People still want to do that. The average ticket, I'm looking it up right now, the average ticket last year for a Chicago Bears game was $106. So you're talking about $424 for a family of four, parking $40-$50. I mean, yeah, you got to budget it. Just like any vacation or trip, this is just a 3.5-hour one on Lakeshore Drive.
It's
you got to budget. You got to budget for it.
Yeah, just the idea of this righteous anger. How dare they raise prices? Are you mad this time? You know what it costs to go to a movie?
Dude.
On a Friday night, a Saturday night? Are you mad about that?
Matinee J when it comes to movies.
Wait till you start taking kids.
You ain't catching
That's
me.
That's a big number.
For nobody's $26 or whatever. I don't care if the seats go back into the other person's lap. I don't want to be there for 20.
Dad, can I get nachos?
Right. Dude.
They're only $75 for nachos.
Right. You're talking about a $100 night. Easy. Very easy. But you get your parking validated for $2.
I don't like the reserved seat movie theater thing.
I love it.
Hard with a family.
Yeah. Four and five, play it. Get your ass up.
It's hard. You got to sit over there. You sit with mom. You sit with me. Sometimes it's hard.
No.
You can't get it all together.
What do you mean?
Sometimes you can't get the seats together.
Well, get on Fandango a little bit early and do a little bit better planning.
There's
Danny
only like
Bernstein.
20 seats in the theater.
Well, guess what? You should have done. You should have known that your child wanted to watch that movie and got on there and pre-ordered.
Should have waited for the SAG screener to show up and say, "Watch it at all."
I love reserve seating because there's nothing better. Nothing better for me than to walk into a theater and see someone in my reserve seats. Because there's that flashlight cop mentality. Like, oh, I get to kick somebody out of the seats. Yeah, excuse me, sir. You and your crippled wife have to get up and go upstairs.
We need to do Am I a Bad Guy?
Yes, every time. Yeah, it's one of my favorite Friday funks.
We need to do Am I a Bad Guy?
Kidding me?
Yeah, I had a moment at the McDonald's drive-thru last night where I had a...
You want to tell a story or no?
I guess I can.
Stay away from it.
You think?
Because you're gonna the 815 people are gonna be on your ass as well as
it's
the people who love Newports.
It's a button pusher for me.
All right,
it's a button pusher.
Tanny, mark the time. I tried to warn him. This avalanche of text that he's about to get.
The 815 can do whatever it wants. We have a new hero, by the way. This guy. You ever heard of Dalen Leach?
No, but I've heard of Dylon.
Dalen Leach is a state senator in Pennsylvania.
Oh, definitely not then.
Who is responding to what we played on the air, the threat to destroy the career of a state legislator opposed to civil asset forfeiture.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, this Pennsylvania state legislator tweeted yesterday, hey, @RealDonaldTrump, I oppose civil asset forfeiture too. Why don't you try to destroy my career, you fascist, loofah-faced bleep gibbon?
Wow. Did he have to go that hard?
So I thought, like, wow, dude.
Wow.
He doesn't care. You know, When
you do that, if people are knocking on your door because Mr. Trump's got a certain amount of power now, you got to be careful.
You want to give his name? We'll destroy his career.
Excuse me.
So,
Tannehill is an absolute idiot.
But briefly, you know,
go ahead.
After every Tuesday after hockey practice, we do the McDonald's run, and because he's you know famished and famished, so he gets the bag. It's all
and that's exactly what it was.
Right,
Jason Bernstein was drunk as hell during a championship celebration,
and. Oh, as really, she hands me the bag, all very nice. And then she says, "Okay, thank you. Be blessed." And it's just like, no. And I was about to say, "Don't say anything. Don't do this. Don't
just, Spidey sense was
drive
tingling.
Away. Yeah, yeah. Don't say anything.
Don't engage.
She means well. She didn't mean she. But I said, yeah, you know, I really don't think that." McDonald's Corporation wants you telling people to be blessed.
He's a bad guy.
I said, I know you're just trying to be nice, but I don't need to be blessed. You can just say, hey, enjoy your meal, have a nice day, thank you. It's fine. It's just like
why not? Hey, honey, I am too blessed to be stressed.
Hashtag blessed.
Right. Blessings on blessings on blessings.
Right. I was like, you know, No, it's just. I know it's me.
It's not just you. I got a buddy who anytime someone says that to him, they're like, "How do you know what I believe in?" And then it gets into.
I didn't want to be confrontational about it, but yeah. I don't care if people wish me Merry Christmas. I don't care at all. People say, "Hey, you know, Merry Christmas." That doesn't bother me. It's not a war on Christmas thing. Right. But this is a major multinational corporation that is informing me to be blessed. I don't need it.
You reject their blessings.
Right. I reject thee.
Keep your blessings. Give me another barbecue sauce for 23 cents, please. That's what I'd like.
And fresh fries.
Well, hot fries are always necessary.
And this particular McDonald's is a great, it's incredibly well run. Mm-hmm. Fries are always fresh. Mm-hmm. Everything's to order. They rarely make a mistake. I was just like, no.
Yeah, but the lady making $11.25 an hour telling you to be blessed.
I know she didn't mean anything by it, but she's got to just... know that not everybody responds
maybe,
to that.
Maybe you did her a solid. Like, people get mad at me and my family.
I didn't call her bosses.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I need to speak to a manager. Right.
I think you handle it.
You just aired him out on the air.
Right. Right.
On the air and at the woman making $9 an hour.
See, this is the thing. When I've done things like that to members of my family, I tell them this because I don't want someone who doesn't love them to correct them
right.
in that way, whether it be like grammatical errors or, you know, saying things that they shouldn't say, like, yo, you know, I'm telling you from a place of love. Mm-hmm. So if you handled her if you said, hey, you know, I don't think that, like you said, a multi-billion dollar corporation would be approving of your blessings.
I guarantee you it is actually in their written handbook to not say that to people. So I guarantee
it's Dan Bernstein rule, Article 6, Section 5.
The McDonald's way.
Right. Exactly. Run the bases. Respect 90.
Yeah.
It just.
No. I got you.
So you have a buddy who actually says, how do you know what I believe?
Right. Yeah. Really? And is ready to go. Is ready to get it on.
No,
yeah. I know a guy who does that as well. Or, you know, or can't. I know another guy who can't wait for a homeless person to ask him for money so he can just berate them about where he's going and how hard he worked today. Oh,
my,
yeah.
My guy Church Bus was working it last night. He was out there.
Yeah, like, it's like a gauntlet for him where he's like, oh, yeah, look at this dude. He's about to ask me for money. Guess who I'm going? Work!
Really?
Going to work! Oh, yeah.
The guy's probably disabled or mentally ill.
Hey, man, he doesn't care. Don't come up to him asking for no damn money. Ever. He gets mad at me when I give people money. Angry at me.
Really?
Yeah. Why the hell did you just do that?
What if you give somebody food? What if you've got like an extra half a sandwich and your leftovers and leave at a restaurant?
I used to do that when we were over at the NBC Tower a lot more. Like, I go over to the Popeyes up there on the, you know, the walkway, or Blackie's, you know, the burger place, and give somebody half a sandwich or something like that. But now I just hit them with a little dough.
I gave Church Bus some chicken and he yelled at me for being cold. I'm like, come on,
man. Like, you better be glad I got a microwave
come
back
on.
Here. Well, that'd be your ass.
Well, he did say, I'll warm it up when I get home. Like, home?
Well, not everybody. Homeless doesn't mean that, you know, you don't have a house.
I guess that's true.
You could be staying with somebody.
He does very well for himself at this.
Is he dressed in the nines?
No. I watched the success he has with the tourists. He does Church Bus. He's got I Have Terminal Cancer.
that he's had for 6 years now. He's got that. And then he has sort of a ubiquitous, would somebody please help me? Which is a great...
Oh, he busted out the new one last night. I hadn't heard that before.
Which one?
A cry for help?
The, I'm not a bum.
Oh,
I'm not a bum.
Yeah, that's
oh,
right.
Oh, you guys know the
you.
You guys walked past the same guy.
So, no, they walked home together.
Right, yeah, we did. We did walk home together. And he said, would somebody please help me? I am not a bum. And I said, boy, life has gotten tough for Doug McDermott.
Oh, Jesus. Tony Snow jumps up.
I am not a bum. Or a bum.
B-U-N.
Wait, I'm not sure what I am or I'm not.
By the way, don't look at the text zone because you are getting skewered for being the bad guy.
Of course.
Yes, you are.
Well, you know, you got to.
You are. Like damn you, Bernstein!
You're horrible!
F you, you P! I don't want you to be blessed. I wish nothing but bad times for you, you effing idiot.
I love the texters.
Jesus. Like, you're 2 hours away from going home if you work a regular job. Don't let this dude do this to you.
Yeah, you really
right?
shouldn't.
Don't let Bernstein take you to that place.
There's so many more
there's
important
a lot of
things to make you that mad.
Man, your keyboard is on fire right now. Relax. My God. Dude, you are. See, that's why I was like, don't do it. Because you'd muddy the sports waters with your be blessed
look
stuff.
At that.
Dude, you are. My God. Hey, people out there, get yourself some stress balls. Not Fred's, but some stress balls
right.
at your desk and squeeze them for a little bit.
Deep breathing.
By the way, I almost had a Yoan Moncada moment last night.
What, you ate bug spray?
No.
What?
One of my favorite places in the city to eat their fine... They're fine cupcakes. It's sprinkles.
Mm-hmm.
I love sprinkles. Like, if I'm downtown and I got some time, I'm going to stop and get myself, a red velvet cupcake.
If you please.
Yeah. And we just finished dinner, and I'm sitting there, and thank God for Amazon Prime now, because...
Now they can bring you a cupcake.
Dude, I ordered a dozen cupcakes last night from Sprinkles, and Sprinkles are some pretty healthy cupcakes.
You know? Oh, of course. Yeah, yes. They're made of nothing but quinoa.
I meant like size-wise. I'm not talking
another kale quinoa cupcake, please.
No, this
is good. Power food.
I'm talking about how big they are.
More lentils, please.
And I was sitting there, and this is what happens when you live with somebody, when you love somebody, and you have to live your life for more than just yourself, because...
Well, this is the great cupcake sacrifice of 2017.
Well, there was a moment there where I was like, we're watching Hidden Figures, and it's wrapping up. And I'm like, man, if my son and my fiance weren't next to me, I could dust off that entire dozen cupcakes. Like if this were a different time, if this was like 08, 09,
yeah,
maybe 2010, when I still loved the Bulls, I would be able to knock down a dozen of those cupcakes. I'm talking about the vanilla ones. We had the chocolate sprinkles, the red velvet. And I knocked down two, and I felt bad about it, because you're only supposed to do one if you're a grown-up.
But you had the thought.
Oh, my God. I almost went full Yoan on the cupcakes.
I have had an issue over the holidays. An entire box of Williams Sonoma peppermint bark.
I'm not familiar.
Oh.
Peppermint bark?
Yeah. Yeah. It's... I've thought, oh, this looks really good. I haven't tried this in a while. And then next thing you know, I was like eating the container and licking the walls. And I just never stopped.
What?
I don't do that often with sweets.
What is it?
It's pure overpriced awesomeness.
Well, Dan Bernstein.
Well, right. I have met my match. It happens to be a confection.
Peppermint.
Instead of a
piece. So it's like... brittle with peppermint chunks in it?
It's like peppermint chocolate with crunchy bits of peppermint in it. And it's I don't know. I didn't look. I just know I liked it and I wanted more. And I ate until there was no more. And I looked around for more.
All right, well.
And there wasn't any more.
I know what to buy this man for.
Don't. No.
For his birthday?
Don't. I
for
swear
Hanukkah?
To God. No, I'll be pissed if you do. I swear to you.
You just
don't.
Yeah,
don't.
They just bought themselves. If
no,
you're
no,
be
no,
angry
no, 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 no. Don't. No, 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 no.
You know what? I'm going to send for, like, I'm going to pick a month because he's not going to remember. I'm going to pick a month where I send peppermint bark, William and Sonoma candy to his house. Like on a daily basis for like a week and a half, two
it's
weeks.
Peppermint bark Wednesdays here on the store.
That's what you did it to yourself.
Don't do it.
You better give some to Jay. Give some to Zoe.
Church bus better like Peppermint Bark.
There it is. Ladies and gentlemen, if you know how to get under Dan's skin, you should continue to do it over and over again.
Would someone help me, please? Yes, I will help you. Right. Again with Peppermint Bark.
You're just sitting there next to him talking bulls, just passing.
Handing a box to everybody.
All right, you know what? You want another one? All right, so now I know. Now I know what to get you.
I don't want that, though.
Good deal.
Stop.
No.
He's Goff. I'm Bernstein, and you're listening to The Score.
Chicago's number one sports morning show is Mully and Hanley, live at 5 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Great news for Patriot Nation and bad news for everybody who hates them. That dynasty could continue on and on and on. Question then, how much longer do they want to do it? Well, listening to Bill Belichick at that parade, it sounds like this guy's ready to hit it once again.
No days off! No days off! No days off!
The fact that he dropped a chant is absolutely astonishing, but the fact that he stayed on his brand and topic is not. No days off. No days off. Great point, Bill, except you and literally everybody there had a day off. Not to mention, didn't you do Fallon on Monday? That's 2 days off. So that now means you are 5 weeks and 2 days behind everybody else in the NFL. Hey, Hood, no more days off. I'm Jim Rome.
Drivers want it. Join Team Via, the ride-sharing company that is best for drivers. New drivers qualify for 0% commission for a limited time. Call or text 415-VIA-CHI-7.
Valentine's Day, the one day a year we are reminded that we all need the same thing, love. Lover's Lane has plenty of romantic and loving gifts. Make this Valentine's Day unforgettable. Don't wait till the last minute and end up with just a card or candy. Instead, shop Lover's Lane this Valentine's Day for the best gifts ever. Find the store nearest you at loverslane.com.
All you need is love, Lover's Lane.
Hey there, it's Matt Abaticola.
And Dan Bernstein.
And right now is a great opportunity for you to save some big money and get a brand new mattress at Mattress Firm's President's Day Sale.
Big money means $500 store-wide of the best brands like Stearns & Foster, Serta, Tempur-Pedic. Up to $500 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable sets. And if you buy now, you can save up to $300 on select Tempur-Pedic mattresses. But you got to do this before prices go up.
Yeah, and they even have queen sets, Dan, for as low as $179.99, something for every budget. And you can even take advantage of the no-interest financing for 5 years. So maybe you thought something was out of your budget, might very well be in your budget now.
And check out the adjustable base. You've heard us talk about it. It makes a big difference. You essentially go from whatever mattress you have to an infinite number of mattresses, depending on how you're sleeping or whether or not you want to sit and use your laptop. The adjustable base is something that you're going to wish you had before. So go into a Mattress Firm. It's not enough just to hear us talk about it. You have to experience it for yourself.
Yeah, that adjustable base can even help alleviate some health problems. And when you go to mattressfirm.com, you'll find the location. And I'm sure there are multiple locations near your home or your place of business. You can get into one and let the sleep experts help you out. They're going to walk you through the very simple process to help you determine and help you find the mattress that best fits your sleep style. That's the beauty of Mattress Firm. They don't try to talk you into a mattress. There isn't a mattress of the day that they're trying to sell. There isn't something they're trying to push out the door. They really want to find the one that best fits your sleep style so you do sleep happy and you feel better every morning. And I'm telling you, they're really good people. They're going to take care of you and treat you like a guest in their home and not like someone who's there to buy a mattress. That's what they do. So go to mattressfirm.com, find that location, get in there and take advantage of the President's Day sale going on now. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep happy.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Hey, mortgages aren't my specialty, but it is for Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team. They're a bank and still have money to lend. If your current interest is not in the twos, call Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team now. See, Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to. If you're looking to...
Hey, Dr. Phil here. You know, I help people solve difficult problems every day, but one problem has me stumped: childhood hunger. Nearly 16 million children in America struggle with it. Luckily, the Feeding America network of local food banks collects surplus food, giving hope to hungry children and their families. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Or per their game, looking for everything they can work on to give themselves another advantage. Unfortunately, in the business world, there isn't an off season. So you've got to figure out how to do that while you are also operating every day. That's the benefit that sometimes can come from pursuing an independent education. It gives you that safe space to work on yourself.
Thank you, Jeff. And as Chicagoland's only MBA program taught by a faculty of proven business leaders, the Lake Forest MBA gives students real-world, relevant business expertise to move their careers forward. Learn more at lakeforestmba.edu.
Hey, guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Valentine's Day? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, like the world's softest pajamas. You know, they're lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. You talk about dreamy, she'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they caress every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. So visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. And you don't even have to wrap, fellas, because every pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Delivery is guaranteed. So visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the score set.
CBS Monday. Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet. Fatherhood.
I'm hungry and thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Look, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
At 9:30. Elsewhere in the NBA, got a good one for you early. It's the Cavs at Indiana. That game tips at 6 o'clock. The Blackhawks, they trail the Wild by 6 points, and tonight they play in Minnesota, hoping to make up some ground on the division-leading Wild. Corey Crawford starts in net. Puck drops at 7. NFL news, the Bears, they're raising season ticket prices by an average of 2.6%. It's the first ticket hike in 3 years. The Atlanta Falcons, they fire defensive coordinator Richard Smith and D-line coach Brian Cox. Green Bay released James Starks and Sam Shields. College hoops for you here on The Score. DePaul at number 24, Xavier. Coverage starts at 5:30. Other top 25 games this evening. Number 6, Baylor at Oklahoma State. Number 13, West Virginia travels to Oklahoma. Number 11, Cincinnati hosts UCF. And Stanford plays the late one at number 9, Arizona. Valentine's Day is almost here. Keep listening to The Score for the How Sweet It Is gift card giveaway brought to you by Lover's Lane. Shop Lover's Lane this Valentine's Day for the best gifts ever. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Sam's Club. Sam's Club members know you get incredible savings every time you shop, like $1 off tasty Caracara oranges and Emergency Variety Packs, $3 off, or enjoy Fiji water at $4 off a case. Find these and other instant savings in club or at samsclub.com today.
That Biggie song is about Anthony Mason. I got a story to tell.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah,
we're just talking about Phil Jackson's tweet just somehow pulling Michael Graham's card for no reason. Phil's weird.
Phil has gone wayward. And I didn't think it was a good move when he jumped on. I thought it was an FU to the Lakers. Like, I'm going to run this team since you don't want me to run that one.
Then run it.
And all he's done is he drafted Kristaps and Willie Hernan Gomez, I think, is a really nice player in the second round. But whew, that Knicks thing is all bad. Super team, though, if you ask Derek. Super team.
I don't ask Derek.
The worst contract maybe in NBA history people are talking about with Joakim Noah. Like, he may not be able to play after this year.
I said it when it was done, and I immediately called a friend of mine who was close to the Knicks, and I said, what is your guy doing? What is he doing?
He likes him. He likes him as a guy in the locker room.
This is what he said.
$72 million worth.
The response I got was, loves his leadership.
Yeah. Yep.
I said, that's too much money to spend on locker room leadership.
I'm sure Kurt Thomas is somewhere. You know, you can throw Kurt on the end of a bench.
Dust off somebody.
$2 million a year.
Come on.
Have at it.
Come on.
Yeah, that
really?
Knicks thing is as bad as it's been in recent memory, mm-hmm. and Carmelo Anthony is trying to take the high road. There was a piece, I believe, in FanRag about how Carmelo Anthony has made the wrong decision at every turn of his basketball career.
How do you tell a guy who got an extra $36 million, whatever it was, how dare somebody say that that's wrong?
129 versus 75. You weigh that and you keep it moving.
How is that wrong?
Well, they were talking about some of the Denver stuff, and you know, but Carmelo Anthony got, I think, eliminated in Denver four times by the eventual NBA champion. Ran up against some of those Spurs teams, ran up against some of those Kobe teams, Kobe and Shaq teams. So, yeah, man. Like I said, we talked about a couple of days ago how I feel about Carmelo Anthony. Mm-hmm. He was this close to being a Bull, or he really, really wasn't, because it was a $54 million difference. And now, if he ends up on the Cavaliers without giving up Love or Kyrie, which I don't know how.
How would they get that done with conditional picks?
I don't know how they're trying to pull this off. Now you're talking about, you know, because, I mean, he's still got that Joe Johnson, I can hit a big shot for you feel to him.
Oh, he's better than that. He's still more talented and better than that.
I'm talking about in those late game moments. Joe Johnson is still taking, you know, still wants to take big shots.
If they add him to that team, there will be, I'd say, in however many playoffs, 60, they got to win 16 playoff games, right?
Mm-hmm.
In a minimum of two of their 16 playoff wins will be Carmelo wins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Carmelo's still got 40 for you in a big time game.
Will be the game where they just fed him every time. And look, but
can you keep Carmelo and Kevin Love on the court at the same time defensively? You know, because you'd be talking about Kyrie at the point.
When's JR coming back?
That's the thing. You talk about Kyrie at the point. You're going to put five people on the court, Dan. So Kyrie, LeBron, Tristan, Kevin Love, Carmelo. So you're talking about Carmelo and LeBron, one of those guys having to guard a wing.
And depending on where they position their big, you lose rim protection, right? Because Tristan's going to have to chase somebody out. They'll be smart enough to keep his man where he's got much more distance to cover to get to the rim.
Right. So, I mean, it poses problems, obviously, but can you imagine that kind of star power? You know, you got that kind of star power.
That's better than the 83 All-Star game.
four right? of those guys going up against Golden State's four.
Wow.
And just duking it out for seven games.
Wow.
And if, you know, like I said, if LeBron wins against this Golden State squad, we're definitely talking about the MJ comparisons again.
Hey, when you start reading the stuff that Steve Kerr has been saying too, and not just the actual political comments, but what he is said about his social and political mm-hmm. comments, and how he's explaining why he's saying what he's saying. Are we talking potentially? And I don't claim to know Steve well, but I spent a lot of time around him and spent a lot of time talking with him. Is he a future candidate for something?
Why not? Why not?
But the question is motivation.
Right. How much of your life do you want to give to public service?
Yeah. There's plenty of answers to why not, of what it does to your family, of what it does to your life, especially because of the health problems that he's had, you know, the spinal issues. Mm-hmm. But
how much does it push you to see the country at where you perceive it to be?
How motivated would he be to get behind that? I mean, you know, would Martellus Bennett want to run for something? You said you wanted to get to that.
Man.
Right?
Martellus Bennett. If you don't follow Martellus Bennett on Twitter, the last 20 hours or so, Martellus Bennett has gone on a run of tweets that, you know, if you think he's crazy, if you think he's out there, that's fine. But some of the things that he said on Twitter the last 20 hours or so about what he's encouraging kids to be and what he wants them to be.
I love what he's doing about his saying that with a black kid, you always say, oh, he's the next Michael Jordan. Why can't you say that the kid could score a movie or the kid could be an author? He invoked Shel Silverstein. Of all people. So why can't the kid be the next Dr. Seuss or Shel Silverstein? Why does it always have to be sports?
And especially over the last couple of months, and it's pointed out every time, and my lady isn't, you know, a super political person, and she's definitely not the person who's pulling the quote-unquote race card all the time, but she has noticed as well, you know, when we're hearing very important, very powerful people talk about African-Americans, far too often they're being referenced as the inner city. Or Detroit is being brought up, or Chicago is being brought up, as if we only live in these, you know, these urban quote unquote hellholes, as the president and some other people of
carnage.
Just mass carnage everywhere and bullets are flying. And it's like, yo, I, you know, joking about it because that's the only way you can get through it is like, I didn't know I lived in the inner city. I didn't know that, you know, I had to step over crack vials every single day to get to school. And with that being the omnipresent message coming from a very, very powerful place in this country, and not just this country, but this world. What he is doing on Twitter the last 20 hours, you know, he's really speaking to the people that when everybody goes, what about Chicago or what about black on black crime? Instead of just throwing that out there for your own political gain or to divert a conversation elsewhere, he's actually speaking to some of the people that you should try to speak to or think you're talking about without actually talking to them. You know, he tweeted out, I appreciate all the love. I honestly just want people to look at black kids and not say he's the next Michael Jordan all the damn time. My goals this offseason are the team are to learn stop motion and how to play jazz on the trombone. What do you guys have planned for the offseason? I want them to be able to look into the crowd and say, oh, he's the next president. She's going to be the next Spielberg. He's like Steve Jobs. There's nothing wrong with being an athlete, but just know that you can be so much more. See the neighborhoods we grew up in? We haven't been introduced to all the possibilities. They roll you a ball and say, good luck. I want to introduce them to new possibilities. You can get scholarships for creative writing, band, film school, not just crossovers. Just go through a roster. There's a ton of I use ball to get out of the hood stories. Use ball. Don't let ball use you. And it's interesting to me because the people that I have around me, you know, aren't these stereotypical African-American images that are being portrayed these days.
Because you're an actual person and people are it's not some dystopian caricature that is being sold to people.
I got a 12-year-old cousin who gets straight A's, right? And his little brother, same way. And they're into coding. They play soccer. They're into coding. And they're
making... Martellus mentioned coding.
Yes, they're making apps. My buddy Jeff Beckham, he owns his own company, you know, Black Box Creative. And he goes and speaks to kids in all kinds of schools around this city. There's some of the best schools, some of the worst schools, about coding, about understanding what your potential can be if you just... You just swing your attention a little bit to the left or a little bit to the right.
Look, there's an organization that has been important to me because one of my best friends in the world started it up and my cousin's involved in it. I go to their gala every year and I always support them as much as I can, called Intonation Music. And the Intonation Music Workshop is a Chicago-based charitable organization that works with areas in need and kids of all ages to teach them music. They form their own bands. They learn their musical instruments. They come up with original songs. and they work outward from there with a curriculum for every skill level and varying interests and whatever the kids want to do with a musical education. And they get them invested in it. Every kid's got to learn every instrument. And then they decide.
And these are the programs that are being stripped out of the public schools.
Out of the public schools. Well, this is privately financed. Mm-hmm. The Intonation Music Workshop is they work very, very hard. And they, you every year when I see these kids and they tell their stories and they play and you get to see how far these bands have come. Kids that would look at a trombone, like Martellus mentioned, and, you know, wouldn't know which end to play. Mm-hmm. And next thing you know, they're jamming and they're
enjoying it.
And it's something they have for the rest of their life. And it becomes a structure. The actual instructional structure of everything creates this a pathway for all kinds of different options, and they become much more sophisticated musicians, and it opens up all sorts of doors.
Yeah.
And it's all privately financed from people who understand,
and that's necessary,
and hear the testimonies from some of these communities and say, without this, where so many kids, they just had no idea. They had no idea because people weren't saying
that's what you right. can do.
They weren't saying, so mm-hmm. this could be the next John Coltrane.
Yeah. I was told at a very early age, you're going to either play a sport or an instrument or both, because you need that outside discipline. You need that release. You need that creative, you know, rejiggering that takes place where you think you're too cool for something. And all of a sudden you find out that you enjoyed something that you never thought you would before. This is what from Martellus Bennett's Twitter feed as well. I found gold, fruit, joy, success, happiness, and I'm going to build a bridge so that my friends can do the same. This is a metaphor. I have two libraries in my house, thousands of books. I love to read because I know that for a long time, my ancestors weren't allowed to. I love to write because for a long time, my people weren't allowed to. So I'm going to write my books, my apps, and tell my stories. I'm going to speak my mind because guess what? That's right. For a long time, my ancestors didn't have a voice. When you look at me, see the father, the awesome dad, the author, film director, business owner, champion, friend, and Hufflepuff beast. He says, this is a part of the reason why I'm working to build art centers and computer labs for kids to learn coding. I'm not building gyms.
So is Carmelo Anthony, by the way. 847 says Carmelo does a huge ton with promoting coding, IT, and networking for kids.
He has put a ton of money in the New York area into youth tech industry and how, you know, the next leaders are going to come from that. That's the bubble that won't pop because of how reliant we are on technology. He also says, you don't have to be good at sports, young man. Go upstairs and finish practicing that trombone, as you mentioned. Mm-hmm. You don't have to rap. You can score films. You don't have to dunk. You can cross over and own the basketball team. And these aren't just pie in the sky things anymore. These are things that you can actually apply at a grassroots level just by not just saying these things, but making sure that these kids understand that they're not just living in carnage or a hellhole, as some people see it, that don't really give a damn about them.
We'll come back, grab a call or two, and give away another $50 gift card to Chicago Chop House on The Score.
Check out The Score's starting lineup. Molly and Henley, mornings live at 5. The new Spiegel and Parkin Show, 9 a.m. to 1. Dan Bernstein teams up with Jason Goff. Afternoons, 1 to 6. Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10. And Score overnights with Les Grobstein. We're proud to be the voice of the fan for over 25 years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports.
Who doesn't want three times more? Three times more whipped cream on your sundae?
Keep it coming.
Or three times more vacation days.
Oh, I could get used to this.
Well, WOW is now giving you three times the internet speed without three times the price. So triple down and get up to 100 megabits per second internet for $39.99 a month with a 2-year agreement. Visit WOWWay.com today. Offer subject to change. Certain restrictions apply. Visit WOWWay.com for service descriptions, terms, and conditions.
You know, you want, I'm telling you right now, you gotta get those Sherry's Berries in your system. Today only, you can get freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries and one dozen assorted roses for $39.99 plus shipping. That's beautiful flowers and delicious berries. You just need my code to take advantage of this one-day only deal. Jason G is the code. These berries are dipped in white milk and dark chocolatey goodness, and you could surprise her at work. Her coworkers are sure to be just a little bit jealous, and she'll be overjoyed. It's going to pay off in the end because you're going to have those cool points. So when you want to go hang out with your friends or watch the game, she's going to think, oh, he got me Sherry's Berries on Valentine's Day. I'll let him do him. Sherry's Berries will deliver your get fresh and on time, guaranteed, or your money back. With Valentine's Day right around the corner, here's the only way to get this incredible one-day deal. Freshly dipped strawberries plus one dozen assorted roses starting at just $39.99. Just visit berries.com. That's B-E-R-R-I-E-S.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in Jason G. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, and type in Jason G. This amazing deal is today only, so get on it right now.
Sam's Club members know you get incredible savings and added convenience every time you shop. For a limited time, get over $3,000 in instant savings on the things you really need to care for your family. Take advantage of $1 off tasty Cara oranges. Save instantly with emergency variety packs, $3 off. Or enjoy the pure taste of Fiji water, $4 off a case. Find these and other members-only savings in-club or online. Stop by or visit samsclub.com. Not a member? Join today and save.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Get to JCPenney's President's Day sale and save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. Save on major appliances now at JCPenney's President's Day sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 28 to 220.
This Valentine's Day, love is giving at the new Pandora Boutique at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. For a limited time, come discover the Loving Hearts of Pandora gift set. This stunning set includes the Loving Hearts of Pandora necklace and sparkling love earrings, all packaged in a beautiful keepsake box. And it's only $125 while supplies last. It's the Pandora gift that will make your Valentine's heart skip a beat. That's why he went to Jared. See store for details.
Oh, wow. You're actually wearing your hair down tonight.
Yeah, because I finally decided that I love my hair. I figured out the solution for my morning frizz, midday poof, and even next day bedhead. It's Frizz E Secret Weapon Touch-Up Cream by John Frieda.
Well, you and your hair look flawless.
Flawless and touchable. Feel.
Oh.
See? It's soft. Smooth ends, no flyaways, shiny.
Well, I clearly need to get some because your hair looks amazing.
Frizz E Secret Weapon, only from John Frieda.
I'm more resourceful than I thought.
My suit can still make an impression.
My video games are still game changers.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill,
it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Now my stuff gets a second chance.
And will give someone in my community
a second chance too.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. That's goodwill.org. This message brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Life.
Marty Bennett, formerly a big part of the Scores afternoon show in a way that nobody was before and no one will ever be again. A special dude. Right now, caller 10 to the Scores contest line, 312-591-6700, will win a $50 gift card to the Chicago Chop House, a Chicago icon, hand-cutting their steaks since 1986. And we are going to have another one to give away before the show is done. In Downers Grove, Patrick is on the score. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, guys. I was calling Dan when you mentioned about Steve Kerr a little bit ago. It kind of sparked my attention. I think I had no idea about his life. I just heard an interview with him recently.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if people don't know, for the fact that his father was assassinated, the fact that he grew up in the Middle East, I mean, I had no idea. And he brings so much to the table beyond basketball. And when you mention him running for something possibly, I mean, just based on listening to some of his ideas right off the bat, he's got my vote pretty much whenever he runs for.
See, Patrick, I wonder, though, if born in Lebanon and not on a military base, he wouldn't be eligible to run for president, would he?
Well, I truly don't know. And I was just talking to my friends about that, actually, over during a Super Bowl party. And the idea of that, even personally, that rule, that law, I don't even know why it still stands to this day with the size of our world.
Right.
You know, just for the mere fact that we're someone who happened to be born, why they are somehow unable to run a country.
Well, the irony
is to make sure that another Kenyan isn't in office anytime soon.
No, Patrick, the irony is it's to prevent a president who takes office that could potentially be doing the bidding of a sworn enemy. Like I say, it's ironic.
Yeah, conflict of interest in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're out of here at 5:30 today because DePaul is taking on Xavier, and there's some other things that we need to get into. Plus, we got It's On at 4:30. We're going to do that at 4:30 instead of 5:30. Hub Arkish will take your calls at 5 o'clock at 312-644-6767. Which way do you want to take this thing?
Well, do you see we got some news here from Joe Cowley regarding Jimmy Butler and a phone call placed to Carmelo Anthony? Yeah, that sort of brings around everything we've already been talking about on the show, from the Bulls stuff to what was happening with Melo, stuff we talked about with Eddie Johnson. So I think we should probably get to that because, boy, we don't have that groundswell of populist Bears fan anger over a 2.6% ticket price.
I guess the national people were calling us up like, are people angry about
local
this?
Local TV.
A local? Okay.
Are your phone lines lit up with angry? No, we had one Bob and he dropped off.
Yeah.
What are they doing? I can't afford it anymore. I can't afford my beer and smokes.
Yeah, Bob in Crown Point, Indiana. Feel free to call back. Bernstein is waiting for you.
I was so excited for that call, but it never arrived. Alas, you have Bernstein and Goff on the score.
Mully and Hanley talked to Brian Urlacher this morning.
I'm a huge fan of Coach Fox. I didn't feel like they were that far off last year. Honestly, I thought their defense played pretty good at the end of the season there, especially with all the injuries they had. It was, you know, there were guys out there. I didn't know who they were. That's only going
to
help them.
To hear Mully and Hanley's entire interview with Brian Urlacher, go to 670 The Score.
CBS Thursday. Don't miss the new drama, Training Day. A rogue detective.
Police works like sex. It's a lot more effective when it isn't pretty.
Will take his rookie partner.
Cops have rules.
I'm not pushing a patrol car anymore, Dorothy.
Where he's never gone before.
Drop your weapons.
From the executive producer of CSI.
My last two trainees didn't make it through a single shift.
I'll take my chances.
On the test, nobody passes.
Training Day, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
You want, when you want to watch it, anywhere you want, then Xfinity is the clear choice. Hi there, it's Matt Abatacoli. You've heard me talk about the Xfinity TV app for some time now, and it really is not only the best app that I've ever had, but it is clearly the most used app on my phone. You can download the free Xfinity TV app, and then all of your content is mobile. You can stream top-rated movies and shows on up to 4 different devices. You keep connected, you watch your favorites on the go with millions of hotspots nationwide. That's right. When you have Xfinity internet at home, you can access millions of hotspots nationwide, which means you can save money on data on your smartphone. Now, Xfinity provides the fastest hotspots with the most coverage on the go. Big, big savings. So you combine all that with Xfinity's popular in-home internet service with download speeds up to 25 megs, and it's just $39.99 per month for just 12 months. But I'm telling you, this Xfinity TV app is the best. You can access your DVR. You can access anything on demand, and there's thousands of movies and shows on demand, and you can even stream live TV. I have to do that sometimes when the dudes hog the TV. I watch the news or whatever I want to watch on my smartphone right there through the Xfinity TV app. It's that simple, and again, it's free. So right now, you get the Xfinity TV and internet with your choice of HBO or Showtime for just $39.99 a month for 12 months. And for a limited time, get a $100 prepaid card when you buy online at Xfinity.com. But hurry, this offer ends March 21st. But don't wait. Call them right now, 1-800-XFINITY, or go to Xfinity.com. Again, that's $39.99 a month for 12 months. That's TV and internet with your choice of HBO or Showtime. You do it online, you get a $100 prepaid card, 1-800-XFINITY. But take advantage of that special offer at Xfinity.com.
CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows.
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
You passed crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Get to JCPenney's President's Day sale and save up to 30% on select major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on appliance purchases over $2.99. Save on major appliances.